Recording in progress.
Okay, I'd like to call the August 20th, 2022 meeting of the Port, regular meeting of the Port of Siuslaw to order here. Public comment, do we have any requests for public? Then I am going to skip the reading of that. Approval of agenda by consent. We have some modifications to the agenda for the commissioners to approve. We want to discuss the 4th of July fireworks and the port's possible contribution to that. And then we need to discuss an appointee to the Urban Renewal Board because Commissioner Ward can no longer serve on the Urban Renewal because that by rule it would place too many city council people on the Urban Renewal Board. So we need to recommend another replacement to the Urban Renewal Board. So are there any objections to the modifications to the agenda?
No, but do we also, Chair, do we need to talk about the Budget Committee?
Do we need to add anything to the Budget Committee? To the agenda.
The Budget Committee members.
Let's talk about that a minute, Terry. So you're suggesting that that we appoint, or should we wait until we get the application for
their term has not expired yet.
Okay.
It doesn't expire till the end of June.
Okay. So what I'm hearing from Dave, did you hear that, Terry? Dave is suggesting that that since their term hasn't expired yet, the term needs to expire, and then they need to notify us that they're reapplying. We know that we had an informal conversation that they would like to continue serving.
So basically, we have to put it back up for applications.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's got to be reopened.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So we will not include that in the agenda. So the only modifications to the agenda is the discussion of the fireworks and that possible contribution, and the Urban Renewal membership selection. Any objections to those changes?
None.
All right. Then the minutes are approved by unanimous consent. Approval of the minutes by consent. Do we have any additions, corrections, or modifications to the minutes as presented in your packet? Hearing none, the minutes are approved by unanimous consent. Approval of financials by consent. Kelly, I'm going to kick that to you.
Checks printed in March were $86,205.04. Occupancy for the campground was again up 10%, and mortgage was up 1%. And then I just wanted to mention this paper I have in front of you guys, and for Terry and Craig Zalesi, to get a 2% credit on our liability and property insurance, I need two board members to sign up, enroll in the Leadership Academy. It says you do not have to finish it. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is sign up, and that will get us the 2%.
I'll volunteer for that.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other? Do you need a second volunteer?
You need two people.
I'll volunteer. Good.
Okay, Terry. Thank you. That's all I had, unless somebody has
questions. Will you send us the links for that?
Yes, I will do that.
Okay. Any questions of Kelly on the financials? Hearing none. The financials then are approved by unanimous consent, unless I have an objection. Hearing none, it is approved unanimously by those. I should note for the record, we have attending tonight Mike Buckwald, Terry Duman, and Craig Zalesi. Absent is Rob Ward. All right. Let's see, managers and commissioners report.
Well, do you want to do those?
Those two items
first.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's move item four to item six. And why don't I take the easier one first? I mentioned at the beginning when we were modifying the agenda that Rob Ward has resigned from Urban Renewal because of the conflict with the existing Urban Renewal rules concerning the number of city council members that can serve on the urban renewal. Right now, I'm chairman of urban renewal. Woody Woodbury is on the urban renewal, and Mayor Joe Henry's on the urban renewal. So with Rob's resignation, it leaves one position open on urban renewal. Typically, the city would like to have, and it isn't an absolute requirement, they would like to have a representative from the taxing agency on the urban renewal board. I would like, unless Terry or Mike would like to serve, I would like to request that CZ serve. I've talked to him previously about it, because I didn't realize it was, but I didn't realize it was coming this quickly. So, but out of precedent and longevity, Terry, you would have a right to serve, or Mike Buchwald would have a right to serve. If you're interested, we could put your name forward. Otherwise, I would request that CZ's name be brought forward.
Well, I think Craig showed an interest in serving the first time around, and if Craig's willing to serve and wants to serve, I would secede to him. He's perfect for it.
Okay, good. Why don't we make it a formal motion?
Mike, how does Mike feel about that?
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Okay,
Craig's perfect for it.
Yeah. Then as acting chair, I would move that the Port of Siuslaw put forward Craig Salizzi as their recommended candidate for urban renewal. That's the motion.
So did you? So moved.
Yeah. That's the motion and the second. Any further discussion? Craig, while we're discussing, you'll agree to serve, and
yeah, oh, that's good.
Okay,
yep, I'm eager to do it.
Yeah, I it's a good group. I think you will enjoy being a part of it. Okay, if there are no other comments, let's call for the question. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, approved by all commissioners present. All right, David, shall we, I got to thinking, next we're going to discuss the fireworks, and Dave, let's discuss the initial proposal that was brought forward today, and I probably have learned a lesson here, because I have my feet in both worlds, which makes it a little awkward. I'm both on the city council and port commissioner. And I was on a telephone conference today as I had to take my wife to Eugene for a doctor's appointment. And a little background, in terms of background on the Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce has been picking up the full bill for the fireworks in the past year. I do not have a good handle on how much they get in terms of contributions. I don't think it comes close to covering the cost in years past, but they got a quote from the supplier of the fireworks to have a show similar to what we've been having. The quote came in at $24,000. I'm trying to remember, Dave, that's about an $8,000 or $9,000 jump over what.
Yeah, it sounded like in previous years it had been somewhere around $16,000, somewhere in there.
Now the Chamber of Commerce, through the city, gets a room tax revenue, and a considerable amount of room tax revenue, but they have not been using that room tax revenue to pay for the fireworks in the past. It comes out of their general, out of their general fund, and they need to marshal their resources to make sure their biggest task in terms of the chamber is to get shopping and visitors in during what they call the shoulder months of the year. They do not spend much time trying to get people here in the summertime because things are full up in terms of motels and hotels. But the winter time, it's really rough, and those dollars currently that they're using for the, they would be using for the 4th of July, take away from the dollars that they would like to spend during the winter time. So, apparently, the chamber met with Aaron, and they discussed a proposal that they brought to us today. And Dave, the proposal was, what, why don't you lay it out, and then we can kick it around.
The proposal was that the port, the city, and the chamber would partner on the fireworks and split the cost. Total cost would be $24,000. It would be split three ways. All of us would contribute $8,000.
And in the advertisement for it, it would be clear that the port was helping sponsor this, and the city would help sponsor.
It would be a partnership.
Yeah. Now, we had some pushback earlier during the budget session. It would probably be more comfortable for me. I'll be happy to. Well, let's discuss it. Where are we on this?
Well, the pushback came from me.
And then, yes.
So, and the pushback is this. It's $24,000. Our budget is, what, $3 million? The city's budget is $60 million. Well, $50 to $60 million. Yeah. And whatever the
chambers probably a million.
So it's like, you know, I don't know that that's equal. And I don't know that that's necessarily fair. We already provide the space for all kinds of things. We uproot some of our rental, some of our campers. We move them out for that. We got to clean up the mess. We got to provide lots of different things. And I'm not really sure. Maybe the city does far more than that. Maybe they compensate us for some of the things that we do. I'm not sure about that. But just splitting it three ways, I don't know if that's right. I think they need to pay their fair share of the tax, and
there
should be a better way.
I don't know that the city's ever been involved. We've normally been involved with the chamber as far as they normally provide, you know, the outhouses, and they provide the garbage service. For that event,
okay.
What we provide is the space and parking.
Okay. Well, I certainly see Mike's point. I've got a question in terms of going forward to resolve this. Rob also serves on the city council, so he's in the same position I'm in. And I'm not saying that we have to go this way, because we might, if we can come up with a counter proposal tonight, I'll be happy to carry it back to the city. So, in terms of fairness, can we lay something else on the table? I mean, if we do it by direct proportion, we would be paying what, $2,000 or $3,000 instead of the $8,000 or so. But
well, let's back up for a minute. I'm the only one that has pushed back on it. Okay. I mean, somebody can make a motion. I'm not voting for it the way it stands.
Okay.
I don't care. We all have those moments.
Okay.
And this is, I just feel pretty strong about this. We're a small district. We're big in comparison as far as land mass, but as far as money, no. Just because we got a few thousand dollars that we're keeping track of, we could spend all that day after tomorrow.
I agree.
So it's like, I personally just want to be a little more careful with giving our money away when we have a partnership with a billionaire as opposed to a millionaire type of thing.
Yeah. Let me tell you one of the things I thought about today relative to both size of budget and size of service area. We have a 700 square mile district. And I'm sure that a large percentage of the people that end up coming down here and doing the fireworks probably come from our district's taxpayers. That was one of the things that I was thinking about in terms of giving back to those individuals. But it doesn't necessarily make up make up the difference. And I have no real figures on are the attendees primarily from the city, or the attendees from the outskirts area, which would be within our district.
I would assume, you know, that they come from Mapleton area. You know,
for sure,
we get a lot of people from, you know, outside of Florence. That
well, what Terry and CZ, we don't have to make it. Go ahead, Craig.
So, I think we need to be good neighbors. We need to be good partners with the city. And so, you know, part of me wants to say, yeah, that's great. We'll, you know, split it three ways or whatever that divide looks like. But on the other hand, we should be, there should be some accommodation for the fact that we are allowing this to happen on our watch. And we're providing the space for the staging and all of those things. I mean, we're being good neighbors there.
Okay.
And so I'm kind of like light, I'm in Mike's camp a little bit, maybe a little bit lighter, because I do want to be a good partner with the city, but and maybe we need to participate in part of the cost of the show. But there's got to be accommodations made for the fact that they're using our property to do it, and we're doing a lot of work.
Why don't we do this? Why don't I take another pass at it with the city and the city manager, and express the concerns that you guys are bringing up, and see if there's an accommodation for a different distribution formula. And I mean, some of these things take a couple of passes. What I'd like to do is to take another bite at that apple. I'm going to be meeting with the city manager tomorrow morning at our regular monthly meeting. It's a one-on-one meeting. I can bring up the concerns. Naturally, I'm not going to try to resolve it, but what I'd like to do after that is to get a hold of Terry as a president of the commission, and give him the temperature of what the discussion was like. It's ultimately a decision that David could make without it, an action item on the port commissions. But and naturally, I would include David in the feedback that I get after my initial pushback, and I think I can convey the. Bottom line, you're talking about fairness in lieu of budget hits. It is a far bigger budget hit on our budget than it is on the city's. And that's the message that I can take back, and then I can see what kind of a counter we come up with. I would like to do my very best to see that the fireworks carry on, and whatever contribution we make, I think we can maximize the PR for the port. The fact that we're stepping up and thanking the community, and this is our form of support for thanking the community, giving back to the community. But
there's another side to it a little bit from my perspective, that once the port starts to fund that, there's some liability that arises there that we certainly don't have right now as just a host. We now get certificates of insurance, Kelly does, and she forwards them to me, from the Chamber and from Western
Display.
Remember the manufacturer of the fireworks show. Okay. And, you know, once we start paying for putting it on, that could create some liability issues for the port. I'm not sure what that looks like unless I go back and talk to folks about it, but I think that might change.
Okay.
If we do that, that should be something we should consider, or we should ask John Murphy, our agent of record, about that.
Okay.
Maybe he could go to SDAL and find out if
can we put that on the to-do,
some more exposure there if we start to fund it. But again, I'm all about being a good a good neighbor and a good partner with the city. Okay. I just, if we're going to decide to do that, I think we there should be an accommodation made for the fact that they're using our facilities. And, okay. You know, that's all I had to say.
Well, reading the room, I see that at least three commissioners, and I share your three commissioners that are concerned about the initial proposal, and we would like to visit it again and see if we can come up with something that's a little fairer.
Yes. I haven't weighed in yet.
Oh, God. Sorry, Terry. Jump in there.
I'd just like to weigh in. I can go either way. On one hand, I feel that we owe it to the patrons of our district. It's $8,000. I don't understand, though. The city has bore this entire cost. This is the first year we've ever been asked to participate.
Oh, it is.
It is the first year we've ever been asked to participate other than use of our space. $8,000, I mean, it's a form of way we can repay our patrons of our district. But that being said, I don't want any decision made unless there's a poll of all the commissioners.
Okay.
All right. I don't want Dave to make the decision, or you, in my opinion.
It's one of those things that you need unanimous consent. It doesn't necessarily need an action item, but the port commissioner, the port manager, can home run back to each one of us. That doesn't constitute a vote, and get a consensus on once we're approaching this again. Right now, this was the first cut at it. Once we're getting close, he can get agreement. But the important point is, and you raised it, I think, Terry, right there. We're going to set a precedent for future years. Whatever we do this year, we're going to visit it again next year and the year after. So,
well, I know, Bill, that in the past I've been asked to contribute to these firework funds as a business owner, and I think it's a little premature for them to be asking us for this commitment. When wouldn't you want to go to the businesses first and ask them? Because if I was asked, I'd be glad to donate to this fund.
Okay, as a Terry, business owner. I think there was such a large increase this year from the Western Display themselves that they weren't prepared.
They got sticker shock.
They weren't prepared for it, which normally they do fund this on their own. I don't know if the city has ever been involved or not.
No.
Do you?
No.
Well, the question is, have they raised any money at all? We haven't been told that. We just say split it. I mean, what happened? What if they've got 10 grand already? We don't know anything.
Yeah.
And the other thing is,
I
want you to be...
Up, did he?
I have no... This is a commission thing. It's just my feeling about it. I would never want to be a person that prevented or reduced the quality. I don't like the fact that, I just don't like the fact that we're being asked to pay the same as the city of Florence. I think that it should be in the same way with the Chamber of Commerce. Their budget's significantly less than ours. If they haven't raised money and the whomever is in charge of this thing wants to split it three ways, well, I'm not sure I don't feel good about that. I don't want it to go away, but I don't feel good about it being that way. I think the city ought to pay more. That's what I think.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to, my vote, I know the commission is not going to allow us to stop the fireworks. I realize that. I would never do that either. But I just don't want to say, sure, city, we'd be glad to pay that. No, yeah. I don't feel that way. Okay. It's in their best interest to split it three ways. And their budget is 20 times ours.
Okay.
I would feel more comfortable making the statement that we'd be happy to split it three ways after you figure out how much contributions you have raised.
Well, let me visit all those issues. There's two ways we can go here. Rob and I could back out totally from discussing this with the city, and CZ or Terry or Mike can jump in there and do it, but I think I can, if the commission will agree, at least on this next pass. I've got the sense of this room, and I can convey that. The sense I get is, we want to make it happen. We don't want to be an impediment to having it happen, but it's the big F. We're looking at the fairness issue. And right now there's a question of fairness in terms of impact. We know the impact on our budget relatively is much greater than the impact on both the chamber on the city. The chamber's impact is significant too. I think there's another thing we need to throw in here, and that is relative to future years. I think we need to spend some time and figure out how we can fund this thing in future years where we don't necessarily have the same nut that we're going to possibly have this year. I don't know how other communities do it, quite frankly. Terry mentioned they ask for volunteers.
Well, they've used to come around, like Terry says. I've written checks for the fireworks myself.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what that's...
Well, let me visit that. We can visit that with them. Probably what we'll do, David, is I'll have a one-on-one with Aaron tomorrow, but I think it would be good, especially when I can sit down face-to-face. Let's have another pass at it with you and Bettina and Aaron and myself if the commission agrees. And let's kick it around again. Okay. And we need to do it fairly quickly because I know they need to put the order in for the fireworks. And I think it's unfortunate that we're kind of being rushed into it. But I agree with you, David. I think they got a price on it that they weren't expecting. And this is crazy times for pricing and things. And maybe the fireworks are still sitting off the port of Long Beach and they're trying to pay a ransom to get them into the... I don't know. But anyway, consensus. Terry, you're chairman. How would you like me to proceed? How would you like the commission to proceed on this? Again, I suggested that I make another visit with Aaron and convey our concerns.
I'm fine. I think the fair way to do it is my statement where I said, wait to see how many contributions you come up with, and we'll split a third, you know.
Something.
It's unfair to the Chamber of Commerce.
Sure it is.
What it's unfair to.
Yeah.
But I'm like Mike. I'd write a check myself before I see this go without the fireworks.
Okay.
And that's a fact.
Okay.
You know, we do have a sense of degree to get it for our constituents.
Okay.
So
if we have
to do for people that live in Mapleton, that live in Swiss Home,
okay,
is put on the fireworks for them.
Okay.
People that don't really take advantage of all our services,
okay,
but pay taxes.
Okay. All right. Well, since it is an expenditure that David could legally make, what he can do, I'm sure this doesn't violate the...
As long as there's a straw poll.
Well, that's what I'm about to say. He can reach out and simply give each of us individually an update and take the temperature of each commissioner as we're getting near what we think is something that will sell. And that way we don't have to have a special meeting. We don't have to have a special vote. Again, it's within his prerogative, but I know David said earlier today that he wasn't going to do anything without the commission's consensus. And so he could reach out and do that, and we can probably get that resolved in the next 4 or 5 days.
Yeah. I agree.
You have a budget for that? You're just going to take it out of miscellaneous?
Well, I was assuming that it wouldn't... We do have funds right now to that we could take that out of, but I was budgeting it for the intention that after the 1st of July went, that I could take it out of our
events budget?
Yeah.
What is that, $3,000?
Did we
bump that up tonight?
$8,000.
To cover this.
Just, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like you, though, Bill. I mean, you brought up a good point, though. Once you start, where's it going from there?
It sets a precedent right there. So I think that we need to immediately alert both the chamber and the city that we would like to look at a program that makes sense in terms of future funding.
Sure.
And we begin that discussion right now rather than wait till next March or April.
Well, let's see what they raised.
Maybe that'll answer the question.
Okay.
That'll help. Anything. I'm going to go along with what the commission says.
Okay. I think I know the temperature, guys and gals. So we will close that part of the discussion. Any other comments from the commissioner? Yeah, I've got some excellent comments, and maybe. Well, pardon me, I'm critiquing my own comments. I've got some comments to make. David and I and Rob attended the port manager's...
I was hoping you'd do this.
Yes, no, David and Rob and I last week attended what I thought was a very beneficial meeting, and I would encourage everybody, every commissioner, to try to attend one of these or more. What's called the PCC, Pacific Port Managers and Harbor Masters meeting, and we had in attendance ports ranging from Alaska up Alaska, Seattle, all the way down to San Francisco. We had both large and small ports represented, and. We had excellent discussions on internet security, emergency response. I mean, we attended seminar after seminar, very extensive presentation on emergency response. I'm sure that David and I know I learned and was encouraged on a lot of things that we need to do. We had presentations on capital projects and some of the funding flows, some of the grants that might be available. We had a nice tour of Port Calamus Washougal Port up the Columbia on the Washington side, and both their port manager and their operations manager for the port gave us a tour. We had a kind of a seminar in their meeting room before the tour where we got to ask them lots of questions about funding, about what events they put on during the year for their community. That port up there also manages their airport. So they wear quite a few hats. We did a tour of their sport moorage, and saw some very interesting things. It's probably something that we wouldn't necessarily be able to take advantage of, but they're generating quite a bit of income by having some permanent floats for jet skis, where people can reserve a float and keep their jet ski right on the float and pay $80 a month and come down and jump on their ski and get out on the Columbia at any time. But Rob Ward made a very important comment. He said that may not work out real good for our port to have jet skis buzzing around in the middle of salmon season. But that was just one of the thoughts. They do support quite a bit of kayaking. There's quite a bit of kayaking activity. They have 100% occupancy on their sport moorage,
basically, yeah.
Because and they have covered moorage because they have that whole Columbia out there that where people can go down and jump on their boat and go out salmon fishing, sturgeon fishing.
And they've got a waiting list that's years.
Yes,
long,
yes. Wait like. on their moorage. So, but David, I think you'll agree. I thought it was just a very worthwhile 3 days that we spent up there, and the networking with
it is,
yeah. So it was time well spent. And again, I would like to encourage when you see that notice coming around again. The next one's going to be in San Francisco. I probably wouldn't necessarily be interested in attending that one, but
are you sure it was going to be in San Francisco?
Well, remember they said to be determined, but okay. They indicated it was going to be in San Francisco. And Dave and I, about 4 years ago, we attended one in Coos Bay, which was, again, a really good series of sessions that we encountered down there. But go ahead and add anything, Dave, to our... Did I cover the waterfront?
You covered everything.
Okay, all right. Anyway, that's my report on the port managers and harbor masters meeting. Again, I thought it was well attended. This was their first live one in 3 years. They had to skip two of them, and it was fairly well attended. We missed some people that we saw in years past, but they'll probably show up at the next one. So, anything more before I close this down? Terry, any comments from you? Craig, any comments?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, I'm good. All right. We'll see what we can do about the fireworks. The fireworks are going to happen one way or the other. We'll see how we can make it happen. All right, this meeting is adjourned at 7:47.
7:37.
Yeah.
Oh, 7:37. I can't read the clock.
Good night, Craig.
Thank you, guys.